Israeli officials appear increasingly concerned that the International Criminal Court may issue arrest warrants against the country's leaders. Their concerns come as international pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. Airstrikes overnight into Monday killed 25 people in the southern city. That's according to hospital records. Meanwhile, Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian militants going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. The probe is also looking at Israel's construction of settlements in occupied territories the Palestinians want for a future state. Columbia University has issued an ultimatum for students to sign a form and leave a pro-Palestinian protest encampment by the afternoon or face suspension. The move Monday comes as colleges around the country implore student protesters to clear out encampments with rising levels of urgency as classes wrap up for the semester and graduation ceremonies approach. The lead negotiator on behalf of Columbia protesters says discussions continue about how to proceed. Students and others nationwide have been sparring over the Israel-Hamas war and its mounting death toll. Many students are demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel. Well, small towns in Oklahoma are beginning a long cleanup after tornadoes flattened home and buildings and killed at least four people, including an infant. The damage Monday was extensive in the community of Sulphur, where a weekend tornado crumpled many downtown buildings and sheared the roofs off houses across a 15-block radius. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management said hospitals across the state reported about 100 injuries, including people apparently cut or struck by debris. White House officials said President Joe Biden spoke to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Sunday and offered the full support of the federal government. And as we take a look at other news headlines, well, she just continues to do it. Taylor Swift continues to dominate in the week following the release of her 11th album, The Tortured Poets Department. The 31-track album has hit number one on the Billboard 200 chart, tying Swift with Jay-Z for second most number one albums at 14. Only the Beatles, with 19 number one albums, have had more. The album has amassed 2.61 million equivalent album units. A shocking 1.914 million of those units come from the traditional album sales. It is the top-selling album of 2024 and experienced the biggest streaming week for an album in history of streaming. And that is about it on our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Brian Frisk, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, and our temperature right now is at 43 degrees. We have an east wind of 6 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 39. The barometric pressure is at 29.76 inches. Again, we have cloudy skies, 43, a wind chill of 39 right now in downtown Crookston. The forecast for this afternoon, a chance of drizzle mainly before 5 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 45. It'll be relatively calm with northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Then tonight, a slight chance of drizzle before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy. A low around 33 at north winds around 5 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week, including a pretty solid chance of precipitation tomorrow. And it looks like there's a good chance of precipitation all week long. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, cloudy skies, 43 degrees with an east wind of 6 miles an hour, creating a wind chill of 39. We'll take a full look at the weather a little later. Now it's, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news, right after this from Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
And now taking a look at our state news. Spring allergy symptoms are on the rise in Minnesota, and they're saying it's much earlier than usual.
These are very safe medicines, and when we look at the studies about how well they work, this is probably the best medicine that we have available.
And that is Dr. Neil Godsey with the University of Minnesota. Godsey says traditional over-the-counter nasal sprays and allergy tabs are good ways to combat the symptoms, but to keep in mind, they take a couple of weeks to reach full effectiveness. And three gun safety bills are being debated on the Minnesota House floor this afternoon, including the so-called safe storage mandate. Rob Doerr of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus says someone who leaves a loaded firearm negligently where a child can access it is already prosecuted under current law.
The bill this year is significantly improved from the version from last year, but there's still some lasting concerns, you know, mostly that it criminalizes very common behavior and safe behavior, non-negligent behavior.
And in other news, this month, the Minnesota Department of Education signed a memorandum of understanding with Mexico's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, creating pathways for teachers from Mexico to land jobs in Minnesota classrooms. MDE spokesperson Leah Schleicher says in many cases, they have students who may be from Mexico themselves or their families are from Mexico, so they benefit by having that cultural role model. MDE first signed the memorandum in 2014. Commissioner Willie Jett says it's important students see themselves in their teachers. And a Minnesota Congresswoman, Michelle Fischbach, does not have the endorsement of the 7th District Republicans for the August 13th primary election. Fischbach failed to receive enough delegate support to secure the endorsement after the rounds of voting on Saturday. She's being challenged for her seat by GOP candidate Steve Boyd. Fischbach was elected to the U.S. House in 2020 after knocking off longtime DFL congressman and House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson. And the DNR is confirming the presence of emerald ash borer for the first time in southwest Minnesota's Rock County. Officials say an arborist recently discovered an EAB infestation near Beaver Creek, about 5 miles from the South Dakota border. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Riverview Health.
and is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Now taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend. First on Friday, the Crookston Pirate Boys or Crookston Pirate baseball team, were supposed to host the Jim Karn Classic on Friday and Saturday. All the games were canceled due to the rain. In the NBA, the Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns 126-109. Major League Baseball, the Twins beat Los Angeles 5-3. Girls Golf, Crookston finished 6th and 8th place out of 10 teams at the Bemidji Town and Country Club. It was won by Detroit Lakes. Boys Golf, they played anywhere from 9 to 12 holes before the rain, cold, and wind stopped play of the two-day Fergus Falls invite. I'll tell you how they did here in just a moment on day two. High school softball, the Pirates are supposed to host Thief River Falls. That has been postponed. Boys tennis, they beat Detroit Lakes 5-2. And women's tennis, the University of Sioux Falls beat UMC 4-0. And then on Saturday, the Jim Karn Classic baseball games were canceled. Major League Baseball, as you heard here on KROX, it was the Twins beating up on the Angels 16-5. And in college baseball, UMC beat Minnesota Duluth 12-4 and then beat Minnesota Duluth 8-5. And in boys golf, they finished 5th out of 5 teams at the Fergus Falls meet. They played 27 holes over 2 days. The meet was won by Orono. On Sunday, as you heard on KROX, it was UMC baseball beating Minnesota Duluth 13-9. UMC moves into third place in the NSIC standings, a half a game ahead of St. Cloud State, right behind Augustana and Mankato. Major League Baseball, the Twins beat the Angels to win their 7th game in a row, 11-5. And in the NBA, speaking of sweeps, it was the Timberwolves sweeping the Phoenix Suns, 122-116. The Timberwolves, the first NBA team to make it to the conference semifinals, where they're awaiting the winner of Denver and Los Angeles, the Lakers. That's 3-1. Denver with the lead there. And softball, it was Northern State beating UMC 7-1 and 8-6 to end UMC softball season. And UMC women's golf, they finished 10th out of 12 teams in a meet that was in the NSIC Conference Championships. It was won by Augustana. On the sports scene for today, we have Twins baseball tonight. They're at Chicago taking on the White Sox. 6 o'clock the pregame, 6:40 will be the first pitch. High school baseball, junior high, Crookston, their games with Warroad have been postponed. And in boys and girls junior high track, they were supposed to be at Warren for the West Marshall meet. That has been canceled. On the sports scene, no, not a whole lot to tell you about. Well, the Detroit shattered the record for attendance at the NFL draft this weekend. The city brought in 775,000 fans for the event. Wasn't the event free? How do they know? I still remember the Grand Forks Herald one year. They said it was, I can't remember what they estimated the crowd to be at for their Summerfest or whatever their big festival was in the spring. They said because of the toilets and the trash left behind, they estimated. I think that's what they're doing there with that. Now, there's a lot of people. There's no doubt about that. But how do you tell on a free event? Well, let's see what we have here. The University of Minnesota Crookston celebrated the school year by handing out the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, known as SAC. They hosted the Regal's Choice Awards. Blaise Sagna, a men's basketball player from London, England, was named the Male Athlete of the Year. He is also the Male Senior Student Athlete of the Year. Emma Miller, women's basketball player from Albertville, was named the Female Athlete of the Year. Josh Lunick and Holly Repke of tennis were awarded the Coaching Staff of the Year. Tody Giefer, a baseball player from Cortland, Minnesota, was named the Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. And the Yeah, there's a bunch of other awards as well. Raina French of the softball team was named the Female Newcomer of the Year. And, yeah, those are just some of the many awards that were handed out. You can go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports and see all the awards that were handed out there. That is about it on the sports scene. Again, we have Minnesota Twins baseball. They're at the White Sox. Pregame at 6 o'clock. First pitch at 6:40. We'll have that right here on KROX. And we do have a schedule change already for tomorrow. UMC baseball, they're going to be hosting their last home games of the season as they will host the University of Mary. That was supposed to be Tuesday. They have moved those games to Wednesday. So we will have UMC baseball in game one of that doubleheader. They play at 1:30. We'll have the pregame show at 1 o'clock, and you can hear UMC baseball on Wednesday now on KROX. Tomorrow, that's high school. They'll wait, I'm sure, till tomorrow to see if they're going to be able to play or not, depending on the rainfall. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Enjoy fresh produce from Hugo's Family Marketplace. Green beans are on sale for $1.99 a pound. One-pound package of sweet mini peppers, $3.99. Also on sale, 8-ounce package of Prairie Farms cream cheese, $2 for $4. 12-ounce select Mid-America Farms Top the Tater Sour Cream Dip, $2 for $4. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shop.gohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at the local news, it's been 12 years since Crookston residents have been able to shop at a local jewelry store in town. Now residents can shop the jeweler located in downtown Crookston at 103 South Main Street. Crookston native and owner of the jeweler, Bishop Jensen, began operations in February of this year. He opened the store because he believes that Crookston has been in high demand to shop local for wedding bands and other accessories. He explains.
Well, as a younger person looking in, it's hard to keep younger people here because there's not a lot of resources. And one of those common resources is a jewelry store for young people to wed. And so Crookston having a jewelry store gets the ball rolling and provides the opportunity for people to be married here locally.
And Jensen has generations of family ties in northwest Minnesota dating back to the 1850s. For example, his great-grandfather helped settle Polk County region with Hagen Farms in East Grand Forks.
Great-grandfather settled the area in the 1850s with his father, the Hagen Family Farms out of East Grand Forks, Polk County. And they've always induced business and activity and economics into the region. And so for me to help do that today means a great deal to me.
The jeweler provides services such as on-site repairing of rings, watches, and chains. He describes the store front addition as an add-on bonus because originally the store was mainly meant for repair and maintenance. The store offers many items for sale such as colored gemstones, loose diamonds for engagement mounting, pearls, graded coinage, watches, and more. And for those looking to shop locally for engagement and wedding accessories, stop by the jeweler. It also gives locals the opportunity to take their items in for repair in town rather than travel. The jeweler has come up with its own slogan, which states, "Something new, something shiny, something is waiting for you at the jeweler." Business hours at the jeweler are Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 7, Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. Just down the street here from the KROX studios. The Crookston City Council established 5 semifinalists for the city administrator search during their last city council meeting on April 22nd. 4 of the 5 candidates have been named. It's Pat Oman, Mark Valsing, Carrie Kirschbaum, and Jeff Shoebridge. The city has released more information, and let's take a look at it here. We also did a little of our own research as well because we noticed 2 of the resumes were not correct, which is not a good thing. I would say, because it said their working experience was too present. Well, two of them aren't currently working, so I don't know how you have present there. But so that is a red flag already. As we take a look at it, two of the finalists, I'm going to pull that up. We don't have it on our print-off copy here. So one a moment. But again, Pat Oman is the first one that is listed here. And we do have their full resumes online as well. But he served as the county administrator for Becker County from 2021 to February of 2024 when he was terminated in a 3-2 commissioner's vote. Mark Valsing served as the city administrator for the city of Kenyon from 2013 until April 1st, 2024, when he was terminated in a closed council meeting. Kerry Kirschbaum currently serves as the community development director for Cheetah here in town and has done that since 2022. And Jeff Shoebridge served as town administrator for the town of Reddington Shores in Florida from 2022 to 2023, also served as a city administrator for the city of Madison Lake, Minnesota, from 2019 to 2022. Again, their full resumes are available online at KROXAM.com. The University of Minnesota Crookston will celebrate its 57th graduating class with a commencement ceremony on May 4th, 2024 at 11 a.m. in Leesacre Gymnasium. This year's keynote speaker is Julie Borlaug, a visionary leader in the field of agriculture innovation and sustainability with a profound legacy rooted in her grandfather, Norman E. Borlaug's pioneer work in the Green Revolution. Norman Borlaug, Ph.D., a University of Minnesota alum, was a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize for his impact on food production, particularly in Asia and Latin America. Julie Borlaug of Borlaug Consulting has spanned various roles in her career and transformed the ag landscape through partnerships, advocacy, and innovation. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls over the weekend, and we go back again to the 100 block of Sergeant Street at 9 a.m. on Saturday for an alarm activation. You guessed it, if you've been listening to the Noontime News, they found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. At noon, the fire department responded to the 600 block of Bruce Street for a report of a fire alarm activation. Upon arrival, there was smoke present. It was found to be from cooking. The fire department evacuated and ventilated the building. There was no danger present. They reset the alarms and cleared the scene. On Sunday at 8:25 a.m., they responded to the intersection of Highway 2 and 160th Avenue Southwest for a report of a one-vehicle accident. Upon arrival, they assisted with traffic control and assisted with the responding tow service. They cleared the scene as well. On the arrest report, the Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Kelly Leon Platowski, 63, of Arctic, North Dakota, for third-degree DUI. Russell Jerome Falstrom, 29, of LaPorte, for kidnapping and committing great bodily harm or terrorizing another. On the obituary desk today, Daniel Arthur Wallace, 76, of Euclid, passed away early Saturday morning, January 13, 2024, at the Valley Senior Living Center in Grand Forks with his family at his side. A memorial service honoring Dan's life will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 11th, at St. Mary's Catholic Church of Euclid, with Father Xavier Longo presiding. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the service. A graveside service will take place at 2 p.m. Monday, May 13th, in the Resurrection Cemetery in East Grand Forks. Both of these services will be live-streamed. And William Bill Ellingson, born September 29, 1938 in Crookston, died Monday, April 15th, at the age of 85. Bill leaves behind his wife of 40 years, Pam Ellingson, three adult children, Joey Koblosh, Jay Ellingson, and Joel Ellingson, as well as an adult stepdaughter, Brandy Beard, eight grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Bill also leaves three living sisters, Mona Sullivan, Diane Hendrickson, and Claire DeRozier. He was preceded in death by his mother, Blanche LeBlanc Ellingson, father Elton Ellingson, and sisters Rosita Barber and Bette Talbert. In addition to Minnesota, Bill has lived in California, Nevada, and finally Utah, where he was passed away. There will be a small memorial service on Friday, May 3rd at 1 p.m. at Pine Valley Mortuary in St. George, Utah. Connie Ray Smith, 75, of Crookston, passed away on Friday evening, December 1st of 2023. She had been in failing health for several months. A memorial service celebrating Connie's life will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday, May 8th at the Stenchel-Housky Funeral Home with the Reverend Greg Isaacson officiating. Visitation with the family will be for 1 hour prior to the service. Interment will take place at the Little Norway Cemetery in rural Fertile. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Thomas Kewell and John Crane. Thomas Kewell was born in 1937 in Minneapolis. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1956, was discharged in 1958. Thomas Kewell died in the state in 1963 in Crookston. John Crane was born in 1891 in Perth, Canada, and enlisted in 1917 in Crookston. He was discharged in 1919. John Crane died on the state in 1974. And that is a look at our local news as we now shift to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. Our temperature is at 43 degrees. We have a northeast wind of 6 miles an hour. Barometric pressure at 29.76 inches. The wind chill is at 39 degrees. Again, 43 under cloudy skies and a wind chill of 39. Taking a look at our almanac for today. Yesterday and over the weekend. Let's tell you over the weekend. We received this total from Euclid Avenue, 1.07 inches. So just over an inch of rain fell over the weekend. Here at the KROX studios, we're reporting 1 inch. We had 0.15 of an inch of rain last night. This morning, we had 0.3 of an inch of rain. And that is 0.45. So we also had 0.45 of an inch of rain on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we had 0.1 of an inch. So 1 inch of rain over the weekend here at the KROX studios, Euclid Avenue, 1.07 inches. As we take a look at the high yesterday, 45 with a low of 39. The average high for today is 61, the average low 37. Year ago high 52, year ago low 34. The record high 88 set in 1952, the record low 9 set in 1958. The sun rose at 6:12 this morning. The sun will set at 8:36 for 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston in the KROX listening area, 30% chance of rain for this afternoon, mainly before 4 p.m. It'll be cloudy, steady temperatures around 40, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, and less than a 0.1 of an inch of rain possible. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 33, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, rain mainly after 3 p.m., a high near 60, a light and variable winds becoming southeasterly at about 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning, an 80% chance of precipitation tomorrow, new precipitation amounts between a 0.1 and a 0.25 of an inch. Then on Tuesday night, rain before 8 p.m., then showers likely, mainly between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m., low around 40, east winds of 10 to 15, wind gusts up to 20, a 90% chance of rain tomorrow, and up to a 0.5 inch of rain Tuesday night. So we're looking maybe up to 3/4 of an inch of rain tomorrow. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny, a high near 65. Wind gusts could be up to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 40. Wind gusts up to 20. And then on Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 60. Wind gusts up to 20. And then on Friday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 52. Wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And then on Saturday, a 30% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 55. And Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 60, with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. That is a look at the noontime news on KROX. Now we join the Red River Farm Network at 1230.